Hi, Crystal Balls, wherever you are in the world, welcome back to True Crime with a Twist. Guys, I'm sorry it's been a little bit of time since I've been able to upload. Sometimes life gets in the way. But I do want to encourage you to continue to listen to this channel as I can bring more and more stories to you, True Crime with a Twist, and then do a reading about some of these very odd cases. Today we're going to talk about one that is in the headlines right now. This is going to be True Crime with a Twist, Aiden Fushi. Now I'm not 100% sure if I'm saying his last name right. It's Aiden, F-U-C-C-I. So Aiden is a 14-year-old boy who is right now in court and being held for first-degree murder. Now, first-degree murder is incredibly hard to prove. It means that you have to have at least full 1 second of a forethought and planning. This is why they ask for the biggest, because they probably will not get first-degree. However, in this case, I do believe the argument can be made since Aiden apparently can't keep his full mouth shut. He also is the one who's entertaining millions on TikTok by pretending that he is possessed by demons or spirits. Now, I'm sorry in advance if I offend anybody by saying pretending, but guys, that's exactly what's happening. It is a pretense. It's not real. This kid is a very low IQ, thinks he's a lot more intelligent than everybody else, and is obviously a terrible, horrific person. So what he did was stab, at the time, 13-year-old Tristan Bailey, who was a cheerleader, in the woods. This was something that little Aiden had referenced to his friends, not specifically the person, but saying that he would actually be killing somebody in the woods. Now, of course, that could have been just a story, something to scare or maybe even grossly impress his friends. But the thing is, Aiden didn't just stop with a story. He went ahead and did it. He stabbed Tristan, according to people.com, 114 times. 49 of those wounds were defensive. Tristan, baby girl, you put up a fight. I'm really proud of you. I'm so sorry that this is what happened to you, honey. It breaks my heart because you were a child. You did not deserve to go this way, but I admire you wanting to fight for your life. I know you fought with everything that you had. 49 stab wounds were defensive. That's almost half. She fought hard, guys. She fought hard. And that's something that unfortunately is a reality. That it happened is disgusting. But she fought. She fought hard. And I hope that brings some, I don't know, alleviation or comfort to her family. Because this kid wasn't going to go out without a fight. And I think that's admirable. Disgusting that it happened, but admirable. Upon his arrest, Aiden took a selfie in the back of the police squadron car with the police sign, posted it to TikTok, and I quote, "Anyone seen Tristan lately?" Yeah. Anyone seen Tristan lately. She had been missing, I believe, about 48 hours, maybe, before they found her body. They also found Aiden's bloody clothes and the murder weapon. It also looks like his mother allegedly was cleaning evidence, and it looks like she is also currently in jail without bond. This is a very deep, sick, disgusting situation. And if it isn't bad enough that this child, who is definitely going to be treated as an adult because he needs to, he knew what he was doing, no doubt about it in my mind. He is fictitiously presenting that demons are trying to take his soul. And I quote, "Please don't take my soul. Please tell the demons not to take my soul. Please tell the demons not to get me." And that was from people.com. I also have this on the YouTube pages of Christine Randall and Observe, so please check those all out. So this child is trying to pretend that he is inflicted with spirits or demons. He started this right away, even though he straightened up very quickly and, was taking pictures of himself because that makes sense. And, giving the police a selfie in the, I mean, I know I messed up there, but getting a selfie in the back seat of the car and basically taunting people about Tristan's death, that's fucking gross, guys. And I'm sorry for the F-bomb, but it's gross. This kid knows exactly what he's doing. The thing is, he's not smart. He thought he was smart. He thought he could throw this defense out. And you can even see in his original interrogation that he keeps claiming that there's demons around. And he only acts up when he thinks the camera's around him. He also does this weird little talk with the police officer who never made an indication that he was anything but a police officer. However, when the kid realizes, Aiden, that the police officer is not a therapist, then he starts acting crazy. This is something that went on for, I would say, about 30 minutes in the interrogation when he acted like a completely different person. He was answering questions. He was being lazy, but he was answering questions. But once the He realized that I don't know why he thought this police officer was a therapist, but there he was. And there was that kid who clinged to whatever insanity that he wanted to bring in order to get away with this murder. So I'm gonna be a little bit cruel here, guys. I'm not good with child killers, especially other children killers who get away with it. This is a disgusting situation, and when you play with the big boys, you're gonna get hurt. And that's me saying something to Aiden, especially about a spiritual world that he does not understand. Obviously, he's going to spend, hopefully, the remainder of his life behind bars, or I think it's in Florida that this happened, and I don't recall if Florida executes people or not. But, that's not for me to decide. That's what's going to happen to him is up to the jurors. And I do believe they'll find him guilty. I don't think this, I think this is a slam dunk case. I know that's probably not something that you want to say because, yes, there's always room for error, but I believe this is a slam dunk case. This kid's gotta go away. I mean, he has to. And he going to a mental institution as opposed to jail, guys, not an alternative, really. It's just as bad, if not worse. So, y'all just, if you're, don't commit crimes, people, but if you're gonna commit crimes, don't plead insanity, because you will just, I think you'll be better off in jail. You think that they've mistreated mental patients over the years and ever gotten over it? No. And trust me, prisoners, they're used for things, obviously. Do you really, really, really think that a mental institution for a prisoner, especially one who is a killer, is going to be any better for you than a prison? Most likely, that answer is no. But here's the thing, Aiden. Like I said to you before, if you want to play with the big boys, then you better have a real understanding of what you're actually going after. And that is the spiritual world. That is demons. So I'm gonna ask flat out. I have the Dark Mirror Oracle. This is for shadow work. This is also a darker deck. I use this deck in darker cases, such as this, especially when there's talk about demons and spirits. Otherwise, I use this for helping with shadow work. So the first card I get is Triumph of Lies. So Aiden has thought and built in his own mind that he is going to triumph and be the king of lies, that people are going to believe him. He has crowned himself king. He has crowned himself the best. He truly, honestly believes that he is the best liar out there. He believes that anybody with a lick of intelligence will, of course, believe him, hook, line, and sinker, because there's a lot of people in the Bible Belt out in the world, and there's a lot of people who will believe him. The percentage will believe him, but nowhere near as what he thinks. I mean, his statement, his life has been torn apart publicly already. There's not many people really looking to him to give him credit or forgiveness or anything for him being the way that he is. He's not the king of anything. He's an idiot. The next card is the Child I Was Meant to Be. This tells me that Aiden had a choice, a very, very conscious choice. And the moment before he performed this heinous act, he could have walked away at that time. He could have, but he made the conscious choice. He turned the back, his own back, on the child, the person that he was meant to be. So to speak, he killed the boy, and the man was born that moment. Aiden made the wrong choice. He messed up the person that he could have been. The thing is, he believed in some of his own stuff. I do believe that he was taking creative liberties with belief systems and kind of bastardizing them into his own version of a belief. Basically, he's taking a much bigger religion or belief system and adding little bits and pieces that are completely made up from his own mind. Part of this is in the form of a sacrifice. Now, he was sacrificing something that night. Now, I don't want you guys to go and think that the sacrifice was Tristan, or this is proof of demons. Absolutely not. This is something that he he believed in himself. He made up his own narration. So if something happened later, he could say this was a sacrifice. I bet you he has papers and things written somewhere, ramblings, YouTube things that have not been published, TikToks that probably were not published, about a sacrifice. And in a way, his own childish, very immature self was sacrificing himself. Meaning he was sacrificing himself to what he believed would be his escape, his way out. His own devilish beliefs would be his salvation, and he was willing to sacrifice for that. Again, very foolish. He really doesn't believe in demons or monsters. He really felt alone in the world. And this is one of those things that is a story as old as time. Unfortunately, yes, he was neglected. He had a mother who obviously had not the best life and had made some choices of her own that were prior to trying to save her son from impending doom. She's had her own run-ins with laws, and that doesn't necessarily mean I'm judging a person or anything like that. I'm just telling you that this would have an effect on a child, and it did. But he also knew how to manipulate the alone feeling. He did that to so many people. He manipulated people around him in either feeling sorry for him or the exact opposite, in feeling afraid of him. And they weren't going to leave him alone, even though he felt completely alone in the universe. You know, a part of that is just teenage angst. Bird in a cage. Well, he didn't understand that his freedom was going to be taken away forever. He didn't believe for a moment that an apology and maybe mama could get him out of this. He's a bird in the cage and he's singing. He is singing for his soul and his salvation right now, meaning he has told people around what the reality of the situation is. He is not insane. He is not possessed. He is not seeing spirits, any of that. Well, sort of. But yeah, he honestly didn't believe that he would get into as much trouble. He believed that he had enough of a plan in order to get himself out of this. And I think that was to plead insanity and really tell people about this, you know, stupid thing that he's made up in his head. Again, I'm sorry I'm being a little crass here, but I don't want to be nice to somebody who's, you know, a murderer. Like, not just murdering someone, but stabbing her 114 times. That's beyond rage. That's sadistic. And it feels very personal. It feels like maybe, I don't know what their relationship was. They may have not actually even known each other that well, but trust me, he used her as something for himself. Either she stood in place of a jilted lover, or she turned him down, or she was representation of his mother. Whatever the case may be, he is a killer, guys, and I don't really care about him personally, and I can call his stuff stupid because that's what he did. Very, very stupid. Anyway. Peace among thorns. He really thought he was the peace in the bad. He was the good seed in all the bad. And I'm telling you, he did not have an easy life. But again, it's not an excuse. It doesn't give him any sort of liberties to take other people's lives. Most of us have had a bad life. It's just what we choose to do with it, and he chose wrong. But he honestly felt like he was the peacemaker in his family. And I think something flipped for him. Something flipped. And he didn't want to be the peacemaker anymore. In fact, he didn't give an F. There was something very specifically that a parent did. I don't know if his dad is involved or alive or anything like that, but there is very, very specific moment that he gave up and gave in to ever trying to be the boy that he could have been. He killed that boy and became this person. And there was a specific moment that he chose violence over anything else. And I think it was a split second. And again, he could have gone back. He did have the strength and the ability to turn around and stop it anytime. He chose not to. Now, as far as little boy, is there any demons or things around you? Well, the funny thing is, they will not step in for your assistance there, Aiden. Your punishment is to make sure that the real things, the real demons, the real horrible, horrible things out there that you've been calling upon are going to answer you, but not until you can't blame them anymore. So when you are found guilty, when you are found completely sane and culpable and responsible for everything that happened to Tristan, they will come to you. And they are never going to leave you until you're on camera. Yes, sadly, people are going to study this case. This is going to be something that is talked about for a very long time. This will be in a lot of therapy books. This will be in books studying about different sort of psychology cases. I mean, already this case has helped profilers and things like that learn. So this case will be used and will be around for a very long time. So, Aiden, just to let you know, you called Wolf. The wolf is going to come for you. But they are going to come to you when they smell blood. Wait until you're bleeding. They'll be there. Trust me. They're going to collect on everything that you demanded and everything that you ask for. All of those things that you were pretending to be afraid of in your head are actually going to happen. But you will never, ever, ever be able to be looked at as insane. You'll pass every test. You won't understand why. You'll act like a perfect gentleman in front of the cameras. You might play a little bit, it won't be much more than playing up what you're doing right now. But trust me, years and years from now, you're going to seem more and more sane to the public. But on your own, in your own head, every demon's name that you called for are coming. And remember, when you kill somebody, part of you dies. So whatever you just let step in, which is gilded regret, that tells me that that is something that is going to be with you for the rest of your life. That's part of your punishment. You don't ask for things. You don't try to make things look a certain way and call upon spirits and demons without thinking there won't be consequences to your actions. There will be. And you're gonna pay for it in this life and every afterlife you have. All right, everybody, that is going to be my reading for today. I hope you guys enjoyed True Crime with a Twist. Please take a look at my Patreon page. It's just Patreon/LisaTebrink, LisaTebrinke. And if you'd like to book a reading, book at LTebrink, LTebrinke, at Outlook.com. All right, everybody, you have a great day or night wherever you are in the world. Every single day is a gift. Use your time wisely, and I'll see you all later. Thanks for stopping by.